Have you ever searched for something? Well, every Tuesday evening, my husband and I join a search for treasure. You see, there's an island off the coast of Nova Scotia called Oak Island. This tree-covered island has intrigued treasure hunters for more than 200 years. It's believed that the island is hiding one of the greatest treasures of all time. Since 2014, we have watched two brothers search for the so-called Oak Island treasure. Using modern technology plus their own expertise, they have searched and actually discovered some very interesting and very old artifacts. Something took place on that island long ago. I don't know what they'll find, if anything, but we love their passion and pursuit to unearth the mystery that is Oak Island. They dig, they drill, they dive, they excavate, and they metal detect all over the island, finding clues that link to the past with the hopes of uncovering the story. A phrase they use on the show that's caught my attention is this: follow the feature. What I've learned is that a feature is completely different from an artifact. An artifact is something portable. It can be removed easily, picked up, and separated from a location, like coins, nails, an iron cross, or anything discovered that can then be removed from a location and analyzed. A feature is something that cannot be moved or separated from its location, and it gives context to whatever took place there. One such feature they've discovered is an ancient stone pathway. As they unearth this road, finding artifacts along the way, over and over they continue to say, follow the feature. It's archaeology 101, I guess, because they know someone a long time ago created this feature, and as they follow it, they hope it will lead them to what they are searching for, which is to discover the treasure of Oak Island. Follow the feature. That phrase has rolled around a lot in my mind this Holy Week as we focus on the cross of Christ. You see, the cross is an unchanging, unmoving, undeniable feature we all at one point or another discover. When we do, we have a choice. Will we follow it and see the mystery of the great exchange and what that means for those who believe, or will we simply see it as a relic, something to be worn around our neck, but not something to truly carry? Following the cross leads you to discover who Jesus really is. He tells us in his own words with these seven truths: I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. John 6:35. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. John 8:12. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved. John 10:9. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. John 10:11. I am the true vine. Whoever abides in me will bear much fruit. John 15:1. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 14:6. I am he, the Messiah. John 4:26. If you've searched and found those six truths of who Jesus is, then they will lead you to this one. John 11:25. I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. That's what we discover when we follow the cross, the feature and fact of history we can't ignore. We find Jesus, the great I am, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross for you and for me. That's the truth. This weekend, maybe for the first time, you'll discover what Easter is really all about. That's my prayer for you. Don't search for a bunny. Follow the feature that is the cross, and you'll discover the Lamb. I'm Lori Klein.